Wisconsin raked in more tax dollars last fiscal year than the one before, and numbers for the year ending June 30th show the state collected more than $17 billion in tax revenue. This is The Morning Show. I'm Keely Boltina. We're breaking down this week's data from the Legislative Fiscal Bureau to learn what contributes to an uptick in tax revenue and how much we can read into the increase. Do you think sales tax dollars are a good picture of the economy? Are you happy the state brought in more revenue? Or do you wish those funds had stayed with individuals? 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas at WPR.org. Logan Kelly is a professor at UW River Falls. He's also chair of the Department of Economics there. Logan, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, the state collected nearly $5 billion in sales taxes last fiscal year. What's being taxed when we make purchases in Wisconsin? Where does this money come from?
Well, sales tax essentially is tax for most things that get sold. In general, we throughout the U.S. exclude services from that. But everything from clothes you buy at the store to cars that you buy. And so the measure that you see when you see sales tax revenue gives us a proxy for retail sales.
Yeah.
Now, it's not a perfect proxy. But it does give us that kind of sense of what's going on there.
Yeah. And so what sense do you get then when looking at the latest information in Wisconsin?
Well, I think this story in Wisconsin is very similar to what we see nationally, that in general we have strong fundamentals within the economy with some caveats and some risks going into the future. In particular, we are seeing stronger tax revenue and stronger across the board, including sales tax, which does indicate an uptick in economic activity, uptick in purchases, uptick in income. But on the other hand, we have other sectors that have been hit rather hard over the last two to six years, particularly the ag sector.
And it seems, based on sales tax data, that we are buying more. But that doesn't necessarily mean that people who live in Wisconsin are buying more. It means that people who are in Wisconsin are buying more, right? So tourists, people stopping through. I mean, is this data accurately measuring how much we're spending and how much we're being taxed on?
Well, the first answer to your question is no, it's not. That's not what it's intended to do. Sales tax revenue is intended to, and sales tax and taxes in general are intended to collect tax revenue, not necessarily measure economic phenomenon. That's why we have to use that word proxy a lot. And indeed, you're correct. When I look at the incident of sales tax, where it's collected, it has to do with where the transaction takes place. And so if I look at this, say, at the county level, which I have quite often used sales tax as a proxy for kind of economic activity / retail sales at the very local level, you're going to see some differences. If you have a county that has a number of big box stores, you're going to have a higher sales tax revenue than a county that has very few.
Just because of
where the transaction actually takes place. So you're quite correct in saying that, no, it's not necessarily the residents of that particular locality that is doing the spending. It's just that the spending is happening in that locality. Now, it's a little bit of a less of an issue when we start talking bigger regions like the entire state. However, when you live in River Falls, which is very, very close to Minnesota, a lot of the purchasing that happens, we go across the state line to buy in Minnesota. And so that purchasing that's happening by a Wisconsin resident actually is ending up on the tax rolls in the Minnesota sales tax, not the Wisconsin sales tax. So you're right. There is several caveats to the use of sales tax revenue to look at retail sales.
Logan Kelly is chair of the Department of Economics at UW River Falls. I'm Keely Boltina, and we're talking about sales tax revenue in Wisconsin. What's your take? Is more revenue from taxes good for the state? What do you think of the tax cuts passed by state lawmakers this year? 800-642-1234. Logan, we've heard some leaders say this is an indicator that our economy is strong. Is bringing in more tax dollars, whether that's income tax or sales tax, can we use that to look into the more about really the overall health of the economy?
We can to an extent. We have to be careful. There are a number of measures to look at, particularly when we're talking at state and local level. Tax revenue being one of those. In particular, though, we need to look at we need to not forget about things like the labor market. Also, we have the different sectors within the economy. And if you're asking me what's kind of the interesting thing about the economy, and you have to remember that the economists are like physicians. We get interested in the patient when they're sick, not when they're well. Mm-hmm. The idea is, I don't think right now is as interesting as what might be coming in the future. We've seen several years of harder times within the agricultural sector, and the agricultural sector is still a fairly big component of the state economy. Current national trade policy is not helping that situation, and may well be doing some lasting damage to that situation that doesn't just change when we correct that policy at the national level.
Yeah, we just talked with Congressman Mike Gallagher, who is talking about his part of northern Wisconsin, saying that one of the things he hears from his constituents is they don't have workers. What's the situation with labor supply in Wisconsin?
So that's another significant threat to growth in Wisconsin, is that we have a very, very low unemployment rate right now. And as such, we also have very strong demand for labor. Where the shortcoming is right now in the labor market is labor supply. And so much of the unemployment that we see is what we call structural unemployment. That's unemployment where we have employers who want to hire employees, possible workers who want work, but those workers don't possess the skills that the employers need, and so we have jobs that go unfilled, even though we have unemployed persons who'd be happy to fill those jobs. And so what we end up with is a skills mismatch. And hence, if we're looking at long-run economic development in the state, one of the key things we have to develop is not labor demand, so not trying to generate and create more jobs as much, because we're creating that, we're doing that well, at least at the current time. That can always change, but right now we are. Where we need to be working on is developing our workforce, our labor force.
And last year, Wisconsin officials announced that they will issue sales tax for online purchases. We had a call from Robert in Washburn, too, who says, Robert says that they've noticed that when you buy stuff through the mail or on the internet, more companies are charging Wisconsin sales tax. So how has that change affected the numbers that the state is able to show for revenue?
Well, you see, there's really twofold change there. The first one is, in some sense, it makes that sales tax proxy a little bit better, because we're actually measuring more of the sales that are going in that really, for all intents and purposes, really should have been measured in the first place. So, but it's also another part to that is that's a little reason why it's hard to use sales tax revenue and tax revenue in general as proxies for economic activity, because we have policy changes. And those policy changes will affect what happens in terms of the actual overall collection. And so that's one part of it with respect to the data. But then on the other part, we see the not collecting sales tax on online sales gives online sellers quite a significant advantage. And online sellers who are outside of the state of Wisconsin, quite a significant advantage over sellers located within the state of Wisconsin who are required to collect that Wisconsin sales tax. And so kind of evening the playing field, so to speak, is actually probably quite a good thing for local retailers, even if it does cost us just a little bit more when we click to buy.
Logan, remind us where these tax dollars go. We remit them. What happens to them next?
Well, they go into the state, and then the state goes through its budgeting process. And so one of the things that we should be thinking about is, well, where should the budgeting process go? Particularly in light of the fact that one of the most significant challenges we've got going forward in terms of economic development is developing our labor force. And though this is a little bit self-serving as a person who's been in education all of his career, education is one of those things that needs to be supported and supported more fully. But not just higher ed, the entire range of education, because we do need to develop these skills such that we don't have employers essentially leaving the state or bringing workers into the state in order to fill jobs.
So that the people here in Wisconsin have the skills to fill the jobs that Wisconsin companies are trying to hire for.
Indeed, yes.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you so much for your time giving us a snapshot into what we can really take away from these numbers. Logan, we really appreciate it.
Not a problem. Thank you for having me.
Logan Kelly is a professor and chair of the Department of Economics at UW River Falls. We've been talking about revenue from tax collection here in Wisconsin. And we should note that those dollars, those numbers have not been audited yet. So the money collected, the final data, it could change when that happens sometime in October. Up next is the news, and then we'll hear from a sociology professor who says that the 2020 census is extra important for Americans living in rural areas. I'm Keely Boltina. You're listening to The Morning Show right here on the Ideas Network.